Chapter 34. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army, and all the kingdoms of the earth were under his dominion, and all the peoples were fighting against Jerusalem, and against all the cities of it, saying, Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, Go and speak to Zedekiah, king of Judah, and tell him, Thus says the Lord, Behold, I will give this city into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall burn it with fire. And you shall not escape out of his hand, but shall surely be taken and delivered into his hand. And your eyes shall see the eyes of the king of Babylon, and he shall speak with you mouth to mouth, and you shall go to Babylon. Yet hear the word of the Lord, O Zedekiah, king of Judah. Thus says the Lord concerning you, You shall not die by the sword. You shall die in peace, and with the burnings of your fathers, the former kings who were before you, so shall they make a burning for you, and they shall lament you, saying, Ah, Lord, for I have spoken the word, says the Lord. Then Jeremiah the prophet spoke all these words to Zedekiah, king of Judah, in Jerusalem, when the king of Babylon's army was fighting against Jerusalem, and against all the cities of Judah that were left, against Lachish, and Azekah, for these alone remained of the cities of Judah as fortified cities. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, after that the king Zedekiah had made a covenant with all the people who were at Jerusalem, to proclaim liberty to them, that every man should let his manservant, and every man his maidservant, who is a Hebrew or a Hebrewess, go free, that none should make bondservants of them, of a Jew his brother. All the princes and all the people obeyed, who had entered into the covenant, that every one should let his manservant, and every one his maidservant go free, that none should make bondservants of them any more, they obeyed and let them go. But afterwards they turned, and caused the servants and the handmaids who they had let go free to return, and brought them into subjection for servants and for handmaids. Therefore the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, I made a covenant with your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, saying, At the end of 7 years you shall let go every man his brother who is a Hebrew, who has been sold to you, and has served you 6 years. You shall let him go free from you. But your fathers didn't listen to me, neither inclined their ear. You were now turned, and had done that which is right in my eyes in proclaiming liberty every man to his neighbor, and you had made a covenant before me in the house which is called by my name. But you turned and profaned my name, and caused every man his servant, and every man his handmaid, whom you had let go free at their pleasure, to return, and you brought them into subjection, to be to you for servants and for handmaids. Therefore thus says the Lord, You have not listened to me, to proclaim liberty every man to his brother, and every man to his neighbor. Behold, I proclaim to you a liberty, says the Lord, to the sword, to the pestilence, and to the famine, and I will make you to be tossed back and forth among all the kingdoms of the earth. I will give the men who have transgressed my covenant, who have not performed the words of the covenant which they made before me, when they cut the calf in two and passed between the parts of it, the princes of Judah, and the princes of Jerusalem, the eunuchs and the priests, and all the people of the land who pass between the parts of the calf. I will even give them into the hand of their enemies, and into the hand of those who seek their life, and their dead bodies shall be for food to the birds of the sky, and to the animals of the earth. Zedekiah, king of Judah, and his princes I will give into the hand of their enemies, and into the hand of those who seek their life, and into the hand of the king of Babylon's army, who have gone away from you. Behold, I will command, says the Lord, and cause them to return to this city, and they shall fight against it, and take it, and burn it with fire, and I will make the cities of Judah a desolation, without inhabitant.